out of 1,000-point scorers have. Alexis DeVinny with the foul. That's River Valley's second. Barneville's been whistled three times. Durst with a second on the way, and it is good. Aaron Lassie returns to the lineup for Barneville. It is 18-14, Golden Eagles. In the backcourt, Osborne lobs it across, caught by DeVinny. DeVinny back to Blakely on the left side. Top of the circle, Osborne. Osborne looking, now driving, throws it off to the left side. Taken there by Blakely, throws it low, and it's going to be, up. Oh, Stokes can't hang on. It'll be Barneville basketball. Golden Eagles will get it back. 6:26 to play in the first half of tonight's ball game. And Durst will run it across the half-court line. Durst on a drive in the lane, throws to the corner. Long two-pointer for the Golden Eagles. No good. Rebound Osborne and the Blackhawks. Farina throws it up now to Hegland across the half-court line. Hegland has it knocked away. It'll be River Valley ball here on the sideline. So River Valley will put it in play. Down by 4 points. They once trailed by 10 in this half. Osborne grabs it around the half-court line. Dribbling, guarded by Durst. Drives, now fires it off to Stokes. Stokes, Hegland over on the left wing. River Valley throws it a high post. Blakely turns in. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound by Meyer. Good defense there by Maya Norton of the Barneville Golden Eagles. And Barneville sets it up. Norton back to Durst. Now back on the near side. Norton catches it. Left wing. Back to Ash on the right wing. A pass to Durst. Knocked away. Good hustle by Brooklyn Stokes. Into the game for River Valley. Alexis DeVinny coming in for Kalia Blakely. And the inbound pass will come from Barneville. Lassie throws it to the corner. Caught by Meyer. Meyer drives baseline. Caught in a crowd. Shot won't go. And a jump ball on the rebound. So it'll be a nice rebound taken there by Isabella DeVinny. They do call an on-the-arm foul against Barneville. That'll be on Bryn Meyer, her first, team's fourth. Pass comes in play for River Valley. 5:25 to play first half. 18-14 Barneville. Now to DeVinny. Crosses the timeline. Throws it right side, Stokes. Brooklyn drives down to the baseline, nowhere to go. Back to Osborne, top of the circle. DeVinny for three, no good as it rims out and out of bounds. It will belong to Barneville, and Jim Myers takes a timeout for the Golden Eagles. 18-14, Barneville visiting River Valley and leading by four. 5:08 remaining, first half, here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates Engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates Engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Listen up, area contractors or handymen. All American Do It Center can help build your business. We have the tools and materials for the job, plus our rental center is here with equipment you may need from start to finish. Our delivery service can deliver to your job site's doorstep or rooftop, so you don't have to stop working. From deals on clearance items to continuing education and in-house charge accounts, we have you covered. Let our team at All American Do It Center help build your success. Visit allamericandoitcenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Finals on the Filney flip phone tonight. Cuba City 74, Platteville 62. River Ridge has defeated Boscobel 65-14. Highland leading Riverdale 22-14, first half in girls basketball. Ithaca leading Iowa Grant 16-10, first half of boys basketball. 18-14 Barneville over River Valley. Back to action now. Esch with the ball, stops, lobs it back for Durst. Isabel drives. Top of the circle, slings over the right side, and Esch, Barneville trying to set it up. They're looking to the inside, nothing there. Now Norton on the right side, back to Meyer. Meyer on a drive, lost the handle, fires it now back to Esch. Esch to Durst in the corner. She'll drive, now a 16-footer, good. To the left of the free throw line, and a nice touch. That makes it 20-14, Barneville. River Valley facing the music on the full court press. Ball comes back to Woodhouse. McKenzie directing traffic. Gives back to DeVinny, and the Blackhawks get it to DeVinny as they break the press. Over to the corner. Brooklyn Stokes on a drive. 15-footer, no good, but fouled on the shot. That'll be marked on Barneveld as its fifth foul. That will be on number five, Erin Lassie. Her first at the free throw line, number five, Brooklyn Stokes. River Valley's first free throw. It is good. 20-15. Into the game for Barneveld will be number 34, Kaylee Oymon. And the second one coming up for Stokes. Takes a look. This one in the air, and that one is too long. Rebound pulled down by Bryn Meyer of the Golden Eagles. 4:05 remaining here in the first half. 20-15 in favor of the visiting Golden Eagles. Lassie double pumps, gives it down to the baseline. Esch. Esch throws to the free throw line. Oymon to the baseline. There is Lassie. 15-footer, no good. Rebound pulled down by River Valley. DeVinny with the basketball. Bella in the backcourt. And now brings it across on the right wing. Here's Mackenzie Woodhouse. Dumps it low to Myers, and she will score. Ella Myers gives it River Valley a three-point deficit to overcome now. 20-17, Barneveld. 3.5 to play, first half. Across the timeline is Durris. She'll penetrate a bit. 10-footer, good. She's got a nice touch. That makes it 22-17, Barneveld. River Valley in the backcourt. Bella DeVinny. Fires it back to Woodhouse. Now to Vinny, and River Valley gets it across the timeline. She'll drive to the baseline as double team. Gives it back to the corner, and Stokes tries to go back door to Meyer. She catches, tough shot, good, off the glass and down. And it's a two-point game there, and River Valley now with 3 minutes to go. They've kept it close here after trailing by 10 points in this first half. Lassie with a quick move drives baseline, and a little runner is up and good for Erin Lassie. 24-19, our score here at River Valley. 2:40 remaining in the first half, and the Blackhawks break the press. DeVinny now to Stokes. Brooklyn accelerates, throws again to Myers. Knocked away and out of bounds by Oymon. Kaylee Oymon with the good defense. Norton returns, and Gordon as well for Barneveld. And River Valley will put it in play. Karina Osborne is in for Alexis DeVinny. Hillsborough boys leading the Fards, 42-16. That's at half. Ithaca 34, Iowa Grant 16. That's at half. Quick inbound, three on the way. One go for Stokes. And it rims out way long, out toward half court. Knocked away, picked up now by Osborne. Slings it back to Stokes. Coming down the boulevard, tough shot won't go, and a foul called on Barneveld. That will be the team's sixth foul. Foul is called on Eliza Gordon. Going to the free throw line, Brooklyn Stokes. She is 1-for-2 this evening, has a total of 8 points for River Valley. Free throw in the air, and that is no good. In and out. She'll get one more. Heidi Heglin returns, and so does Lexis DeVinny for River Valley. Second throw now for Stokes. Gets the ball from the official. Takes a couple of extra dribbles. Here's the free throw out of the rim, and it stays in. Good by Stokes. It's a four-point game, 24-20. In the backcourt, Durst brings it across the half-court line. Durst now crosses over with a left-hand dribble. Good move behind the back. Throws it to Lassie on the left wing. Bounce feed back to the near side, and Norton. Norton goes to Durst. Durst off the screen. Drives a little closer. Gets down deep for a 13-footer. It wouldn't stay. Rebound Myers. Myers with the outlet pass now for DeVinny. And DeVinny called for traveling at midcourt. It goes back to Barneveld near the midcourt line. A minute 48 remaining here in the first half. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll talk about wrestling coming up this weekend in conference tournament play. Pass comes across for Durst. Durst throws it left side. Norton Now back to the right side off a screen. Three-pointer on the way. Barneveld, no good for Meyer. Rebound by Myers of River Valley. Ella pulls it down, brings it back to Osborne. Up to Hegland on the near side. Heidi with the ball, leaves it back for Osborne. Osborne, free throw line left, dumps it back door, and a traveling called as River Valley got it. They were fighting for it with Maya Norton, and the travel gives it back to Barneveld with a minute 18 to play here in the first half. 24-20, Barneveld. Lassie's inbound, knocked away and out of bounds. Pass intended for Durst. Stokes got a hand on it, and Barneveld will try again. Spreading it out, pass comes in play. Durst with the ball, runs it across the half-court line. Takes it to the right side, flips it off to Myers. Myers, nowhere to go, back to the top of the circle. Norton inside, knocked away, and picked up by Stokes. She'll roll it now for the left side. Osborne baseballs it up to Hegland, gets around the double team, kicks it out. Davini for three, it is good for River Valley. Alexis Davini makes it a one-point game. 24-23, Barneveld, 45 seconds remaining in the first half. Pass goes right side to Meyer. Meyer lobs, now back for Norton. Norton, near side, caught by Gordon. Gordon and Morton, down to 30 seconds. Barneveld looking for a good one to the corner. Lassie drives, is cut off, kicks it. Left side, Meyer, back to Norton, top of the key, three. It is in and out, and rebounded by River Valley. They'll throw it off of, they tried to throw it off of a Barneveld player, and I think it nicked one of the River Valley players. It'll be Barneveld ball with 17 seconds remaining. Barneveld with the ball underneath the hoop on the baseline. They lead by one. Golden Eagles looking to bring it in play, and they will. Into the corner, on the way for a long one. No good for Gordon. Rebound by River Valley. Davini up to half court, 10 seconds. River Valley trying to lead at the end of the half. Hegland catches, throws to Meyer, goes in, shot blocked, foul called with 4.2 seconds remaining in the first half. So going to the line, River Valley with a chance to tie and take the lead. Mackenzie Woodhouse will be back in just a moment for the Blackhawks. Foul is called on Norton, her first. Free throw is good. We are tied. Ella Myers makes it 9 points tonight in the first half. Woodhouse is in for Stokes. And the second throw coming up now for Myers can give River Valley a lead. This one in the air, and that one is good. 25-24. Barneveld brings it in. Durst up near half court. Oh, is fouled in the backcourt. That'll be River Valley's third foul. So that stops the clock with 2.8 seconds remaining in the first half. Mackenzie Woodhouse with her first foul, third on River Valley. And Lassie looking to get it in play, does. Caught now by Meyer, back to the corner. Shot blocked by Myers at the buzzer. Ella Myers blocked the shot by Maya Norton. River Valley playing an incredibly good first half. They lead a very good Barneveld team, 25-24 at intermission. We'll be back with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update in just a little bit. Well played first half, and we'll talk about it in a moment. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on Monday night from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
River Valley co-head wrestling coach Dan Makovic joins us. Dan, did you have some wrestlers competing this past weekend?
The wrestlers that we had competing this weekend were only the girls for varsity competition. Montana Joles, Aubrey Conway, and Mackenzie Schulte all wrestled at the girls' Richland Center invite, which was awesome. It's nice to see that there's a lot of local wrestling opportunities for these girls now, and it was really cool that we were able to get something going, and then Richland Center was able to get something going, and I know that everyone's hoping that those things continue. We did send some of our boys to the JV Timberwolf Scramble. Typically, that's a tournament where there's some varsity competition to go along with the JV kids. They don't really go with weight classes. They just weigh everybody in and just pair them up. based on ability. And it's just good to get a couple matches in before this big tournament run we're about to have.
Absolutely. And so you're working this week. What are some things you work on in practice this time of year in February?
To be honest with you, one of the things that we focus on is now we're starting to scout what teams are going to be seeing the next 4 weeks. And one of the things we typically run into with teams like Fenimore and Iowa Grant is they really want to control the ties. So we work on getting away from ties in different situations. And one thing we work on hard right now is the Russian or two-on-one arm tie. Those teams like to get to that, utilize it. And right now, the way it's called in a match is if someone has a two-on-one tie and you're not doing anything defensively to get away from it, you're stalling, which is very interesting because in the past, it used to be if you're holding the two-on-one and doing nothing, then you're stalling. So there's just a lot of different little tweaks and game plan things that we're going to be working on and looking at, you know, who we're going to be wrestling a lot.
And your girls go another direction coming up on Friday for conference, don't they?
Yeah, the girls are going to head to Belmont, which is, again, something very fantastic that they're doing a girls clash, the SWC and SWAL, get all of our girls together and they pair them up and then they wrestle, and that's how we determine all conference for the girls. So there's a lot to wrestle for on Friday for our girls. And then they're going to have their own regional coming up in Richland Center the next Friday after that.
Let's talk about the clash coming up on Saturday. That's always a good time and a big day of wrestling, isn't it?
For the kids, I don't know if it's a good time. For the coaches, I don't know if it's a good time. But for wrestling fans, it definitely is. We've talked numerous times about how there's so many ranked matchups and kids come into that tournament. Some of them might be beat up, so there'll be some kids sitting. People will be shocked to see that, but it's actually a really smart move because the quality of wrestling there, you want to be as healthy as possible going into regionals. So, for example, like Noah Radke, he's going to be sitting out of the clash. And, again, there'll be a few others from other teams doing that because of just the quality of competition. And as coaches, we've talked about how hard that tournament is on our kids. It's really good for scouting. But at the same time, I mean, there's so many ranked wrestlers and just a lot of grind on the body. And you don't want something bad to happen or to get wore down before the regional tournament hits.
Thanks to Dan Makovic, co-head coach of River Valley. We'll have coverage of that event in Prairie du Chien and also the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Wrestling Tournament coming up Saturday from FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
WRCO. Welcome back to River Valley High School. 25-24 Blackhawks have come back to take a lead. They were once down 15-5, so they've done a good job scoring and getting back into it. Ella Myers has 10 points with a big lift off the bench. 9 for Brooklyn Stokes. Alexis DeVinny has 6. Barneville led by Isabel Durst with 14. Bryn Meyer has 6. And Aaron Lassie has 4 for Barneville. And as far as three-pointers, 3 for River Valley, 1 for Barneville so far. Barneville won the junior varsity game tonight, 44-35. We'll get some other scores here tonight as well on the Phil Nee flip phone. Not as many scores on a Monday night as normal. There's a boys final, Royal over Mauston by a score of 64-41. Mineral Point leading Lancaster, 64-35. That's in the second half. Ithaca up on Iowa Grant, 34-17. That is in the second half. Viroqua 43, Toma 36. Second half action there as well. Westfield has defeated New Lisbon in boys basketball, 76-42. Also in action earlier, River Ridge gets the win against Boscobel, 65-14 in girls basketball. And Cuba City over Platteville, 74-62. 25-24. We had planned to have a Carl Lassie, my old high school classmate, out at halftime, but he's a little mic shy. We'll be back with more here at halftime in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Order early for the best selection. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
A big thank you to our sponsors of area girls basketball. It is River Valley leading 25-24. A really good push and comeback for the Blackhawks. Just really good defense, and they were able to take advantage of some of the size. It worked really well with Ella Myers working her the ball and also some rebound putbacks. And again, she leads with 10 points here in the first half. And overall, I think Coach Woodhouse has to be happy the way that it went. Maybe one of those moments where you're thinking, well, it wouldn't, halftime maybe hopefully doesn't hurt you because you got all this momentum, then you go to halftime, and then maybe Barneville does some regrouping, and a good coach like Coach Myers maybe makes some adjustments, and they'll try to get something different here in the second half. But River Valley, once they figured out how to break the press, that was another key here in the first half. We'll share more scores throughout this game, courtesy of the Phil Nee flip phone, which is sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. River Valley coming back with their original starters. Karina Osborne is back with Mackenzie Woodhouse and Heidi Heglin. Also, Alexis Davini is there, and Brooklyn Stokes. River Valley will put the ball in play. Barneville coming back with Aaron Lassie, Bryn Meyer, Hannah Esch, Kayla Oimon, and Isabel Durst. And the ball comes in play, and River Valley with the ball. And a one-point lead, 25-24. Pass comes to Osborne, knocked away by Barneville. Pick up back door. Heglin shot no good, but she is fouled. So 8 seconds into the second half, and River Valley will shoot a pair of free throws. That is on Aaron Lassie. That would be her second. And the free throw for Heidi Hegland. In the air with this one, on the rim, and good. Nice job. Kissed off the glass a little bit. She'll get one more. That gives River Valley a two-point lead. Couple of dribbles. Hegland in the air with this one, and that one on the back of the iron, and no good. Rebounded by Bryn Meyer of Barneville. And Durst with a basketball. Out to meet it is Esch. Esch takes it to the far side, skips it down low. Wide open player, and Meyer scores. We are tied at 26. River Valley ball. Hegland in the backcourt. Osborne right in front of the Barneville bench, and the Blackhawks will have to hurry, and she'll whip it across to Woodhouse. Gets around her defender, breaks it down, throws it back door. Stokes will score. Nice job working the break of the press, and it led to a 2-28-26 River Valley. Barneville ball into the front court. Durst off a screen. Free throw line left. Fires over to Lassie on the left side, down to the baseline. Crossover dribble. Nowhere to wander. Stops. Fires high post. There is Oimon. Oimon throws it left side. Back to Lassie. Three on the way, and good. Aaron Lassie nails the three, and Barneville leads 29-28. Ball comes back to Heidi Hegland. River Valley breaking the press. Now to the right side. Woodhouse breaks it down. Tough shot. No good. Fought for. Rebound and a jump ball, is it? No, knocked away. Barneville set back. Pass comes back to the middle. Now Durst dishes down low. And there's a shot up and good by Bryn Meyer. And now Barneville has taken a 31-28 lead. Wow, good ball game here. And River Valley, it's their turn to try and answer. Deviney down to the baseline. Lost the handle. Turns in. And a timeout taken by River Valley, I believe. They got a timeout before Barneville could get a tie-up. So a brief timeout, it looks like. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here for this one. It is a 31-28 Barneville lead. River Valley coming out and getting the lead at 26-24. And then with one free throw. And then Barneville tied it up. River Valley takes a 28-26 lead. And then two baskets from Barneville. And all of a sudden they lead by three, 31-28 in this back and forth ball game. After the timeout, River Valley back to the floor. The inbounder will be Woodhouse. And River Valley, let's see. Nope, they're going to bring it in from the side court right by the bench. So that means Osborne brings it in, and it's going to be knocked away and loose on the floor. Stokes trying to save it, could not. It'll be Barneville basketball on the baseline. So the Golden Eagles with the basketball a couple of minutes into the second half here at RVHS. And Aaron Lassie will put it in play. Caught by Durst on the near side, and Isabel drives up near the half-court line with a right-hand dribble, fakes a handoff, and is fouled on the way by. That's River Valley's first foul. So the foul is called at number five, Brooklyn Stokes. That will be her second. Ella Myers checks in for Heidi Hegland. And Barneville will put it in play. Isabel Durst grabs the ball, lobs it in. Caught here on the left side. Now setting it up at the free throw line is Meyer. Meyer to the right side and Esch. Left side Durst breaks the defense. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound on the weak side by River Valley. Mackenzie Woodhouse cradles the ball, brings it up to Karina Osborne. Osborne to the right side, back to DeVinny, and now Osborne, top of the wheel, swings it into Woodhouse. Woodhouse down low and through the hands, intended for Woodhouse. And that'll bring it back now to the Barneville Golden Eagles. Aaron Lassie will bring it in. River Valley putting on a brand of full court press as well. Durst will bring it up for the Golden Eagles. Durst across the timeline. Hands off to Lassie. Lassie drives lane, pulls up, 14-footer on the rim, no good. Fought for, rebound pulled down by River Valley. Ella Myers with the outlet. There's Osborne, there's Stokes. Stokes bringing it, 14-footer, in and out. Rebound by Isabel Durst. And the Golden Eagles winging it the other way. Now down to the baseline. Ball fake. Meyer drives. Tough shot. Won't go. Myers rebounds for River Valley. Up ahead to Osborne. Getting the wind sprints in. Osborne steps in. Euro step low. Shot no. Fought for and down to the floor and out of bounds off of Bonneville. It'll be River Valley ball. Boy, they are scrapping in there tonight. Bella DeVinny is in for River Valley. Checking in for Bonneville is Aaliyah Norton. And the inbounder is Mackenzie Woodhouse. 14:45 remaining in the game. Bonneville by three. Bonneville picks it off. Durst gets the steal from midcourt. Driving down low. Hooks it up and good with a layup. Durst makes it 33-28. Bonneville in the backcourt. The Blackhawks looking to bring it in play, and they will. Caught here by Alexis DeVinny. Back to the middle. Bella DeVinny and the Blackhawks break the press. Ball into the corner. Knocked loose and out of bounds by Durst. It'll belong to River Valley on the sideline. So the Blackhawks have gone on a bit of a scoring drought. Bonneville, in the meantime, has scored seven in a row. Woodhouse puts it in play. Caught now by Bella DeVinny. Takes a three. It's up no good. Rebound by Bonneville. And Durst bringing it. Slings it down to the low post. Shot of the way no good. Foul called on a block try by Alexis DeVinny. They're going to call a foul. And that will be her second foul. Recalling one of the biggest crowds I ever saw in the River Valley Gymnasium for a basketball game was a WIAA sectional semifinal that River Valley hosted between Bonneville and Ithaca boys basketball. First free throw is missed. Ithaca wound up winning the game in a really close, tight game right down to the end and went on to the sectional final that year, led by Tyler Hanel that year. Free throw is up and no good, and the rebound pulled down by River Valley. 33-28, 14 minutes remaining here in this second half. River Valley trying to overcome a recent run by Bonneville. Here's Stokes on a drive, nothing, kicks it off to the left side. Woodhouse to the baseline on a drive, tough shot short for DeVinny. Fought for by Bonneville. They get it off of River Valley and out of bounds. Good defensive play by Aaron Lassie. Kept the ball alive and bow back in Bonneville's hands. And the Golden Eagles will put it in play. River Valley with two fouls, Bonneville with one. Bonneville leads on the scoreboard by five. Across the timeline now, Norton with the ball for the Golden Eagles. Out to meet it on the right side is Meyer. Off a screen, pulls up, 16-footer on the rim, in and out. Rebound, Ella Myers of River Valley. Outlet for Stokes. Stokes with the ball down to the baseline. Taken there by Alexis DeVinny. Throws it low. Myers backing in with a smooth move. Shot of the way, no good. Goes up for her putback. And a foul called on the floor. So the foul marked on Bonneville, which will even the fouls at two. This one is on Aaliyah Norton, her second. Into the game for Bonneville, Eliza Gordon. And checking back in is Norton and Moyne. Oh, Moyne. Ball comes in play. Bonneville in the corner. Lassie takes it away, and Bonneville gets the steal. Up ahead it goes to Durst. Top of the circle. Now drives down low. Hangs. Shot won't stay, but two free throws coming up for Isabel Durst. So the foul is called. River Valley's third. And this is on number 21, Bella DeVinny, her first foul. Bonneville at the free throw line, trying to increase its lead, and this one is good. One more coming up for Durst. That'll make it 34-28. One more coming up, this one in the air, and that one is good. Bonneville by 7, 35-28. Just over 13 minutes remaining in the game. Alexis DeVinny gives it back to Bella DeVinny. Bella bringing it and brings it across. Breaks it down for a two-on-one in the corner. Nowhere to go. Stepped on the end line and out of bounds. Kind of lost the handle on it, and then her momentum took her toward the out-of-bounds line. She tried to spin it back in but could not. It'll be Bonneville ball, and Lassie, the inbounder, passes in Durst. And Isabel walks it up. She is guarded by Brooklyn Stokes. Stokes across half court. Hands off to the left side. Taken there by Gordon. Gordon gives it back to Meyer. Off a screen from Norton. Looks to the inside. Nothing. Back to Lassie. On the wing on the left side. Heron. Bounce feed back to Gordon. Now back to Meyer. Meyer on a drive in the lane. Nothing. Kicks to Lassie. 18-footer is no good. Rebound pulled down. Put back up. And that one is no good on a hook shot by Gordon. And Myers gets the rebound for River Valley. Up ahead now to DeVinny. Bella drives. The ball is tapped away by Durst. Picked up by Lassie. Up ahead now to Meyer. Feeds her low. Shot no. Rebound Durst. Back up and good with a left hand. Isabel Durst tough at both ends of the floor. Now it's a 9-point advantage for Barneville, 37-28, and they knock it away again in the full court press. Ball comes back to the right side. Meyer drives, shot won't stay. Fought for, rebound by Stokes, and a Barneville foul on the rebound attempt. That'll be foul number 3 on them. Foul is on Isabel Durst, her first. Blakely is in for River Valley. Kalia checks back in. Also, Heidi Hegland is making her way in. Hannah Esch for Barneville. So River Valley held a lead at 28-26. They have not scored since that time. In the meantime, Barneville has scored 11 in a row. Pass comes in play, and Hegland with the basketball along the baseline. Part of it is this tough press. Pass comes up ahead. Now Blakely breaks it down. 2-on-1. Tough shot. Won't go. Rebound by Durst. Isabel drives to the half-court line. Behind the back dribble. Moving and grooving. Back to the right side. Keeps the dribble. Now attacks in the lane. 10-footer is on the rim. And it won't stay. Rebound. Put back up. No good by the Blackhawks. It's going to be rebounded now. Taken out by Stokes. Stokes all the way down deep. Tries to pass it to Hegland. And on the arm foul called against Barneville. So River Valley, they get a couple of stops here, but they've not been able to convert. Foul is on Aaron Lassie. That's her third. 2-3 zone for Barneville. Inbound feed coming in for Blakely to the corner. Hegland back to Blakely. Blakely left side. That is Osborne. Osborne on a drive. Free throw line right. And a jump ball called. Oh, nope. Foul is called. That's going to be on number 2, Eliza Gordon, which will be her second foul. Foul marked. And Aaron Lassie will come out with 3 fouls. River Valley ball under the basket. It's going to be Blakely looking to bring it in. Does to Hegland, who is trapped right away, and a jump ball call. Tied up by Kaylee Oimone. And it comes back to, let's see, River Valley on the arrow. They're checking that. No, it's actually Barneville basketball on the arrow. Golden Eagles leading it 37-28. Bringing the basketball is Durst. Again, pressured by Stokes. Durst brings it across half court. Hands off to the left side. Now is Esch. Esch over to the corner. Taken there by Maya Norton. And now Gordon back to the right side. Durst off a screen. 17-footer is good for Barneville. And their run continues. 39-28. The ball game score. They're up by 11. 10:41 to go. Blakely helping out with a press breaker. Back to Stokes. Now Gordon and Osborne. Osborne has the ball. Gives it back to Stokes. Drives, gives to Blakely on the left wing. Down to the corner, Stokes for 3 on the way, no good. Myers put back up, and that is no good. Fought for, rebound by Gordon of Barneville. River Valley had it there, had a good look, and then also a good put back, couldn't get it to go. And Barneville tries a 3, it is good. Nailing the 3 is Maya Norton with her first basket. That makes it 42-28, and the run continues for the Golden Eagles. 10 minutes to go. Heidi Hegland into the front court. Now knocked away and picked up by Esch. Esch saves it for Durst. Durst brings it for Barneveld. They're trying to make this run continue and put the game on their side all the way. This one for 3 by Norton, no good. Rebound Gordon, good on the putback. Eliza Gordon with her first basket. Timeout, River Valley. 44-28. The run continues for Barneville. 9:37 to go. Timeout, River Valley. This is Area Girls Basketball from WRCO Sports.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Barneville continues on a big run here tonight. They have really put it out there now with 18 points in a row and leading 44-28 with 9:37 remaining in the ballgame. River Valley was up by one at halftime. Pass comes up to the midcourt line, caught by Bella DeVinny. Back to the left side, Alexis. Now Bella DeVinny on the right wing. Bella drives, nothing there, gives it back to Lexi. The shot on the way, no good. Rebound by Barneville. They'll take it on the rebound by Oymon. And up ahead now to Isabel Durst. Durst into the front court, accelerates left side toward the paint. Now drives back. River Valley cuts her off. Blackhawks still matching up person to person. Durst moving to the right side, nothing. Fires off to Gordon. Free throw line now, Oymon on a drive. Shot no good. And Myers with a rebound and a foul called on Barneville. So the foul marked. And the end of the game will be Bryn Meyer for Barneville. The foul is on Kaylee Oymon. And the Blackhawks will put it in play. A little token backcourt pressure. 1-3-1 full court for Barneville. River Valley has been befuddled a few times by this press tonight. Had kind of figured that out in the first half. Struggled a bit in the early part of the second half. 8:45 to go. On a drive, nothing there for DeVinny. Back to Woodhouse. Now DeVinny to DeVinny. Lexi throws it inside to Bella, and she's fouled on the shot. And River Valley goes to the free throw line. So the foul marked on Barneville will be the team's sixth. Foul is at number 20, Hannah Esch. Free throw coming up for Bella DeVinny. This one in the air, and that one is good. That makes it 44-29. One more coming up. Good to see Bella back in the lineup, the freshman who was injured earlier, and that one is good. Her first 2 points of the night. That makes it 44-30. Barneville, 8:34 to go in the ball game. Durst across the half-court time. Now drives off to the right side. Left now. Swings it over to the baseline, and it's going to be Esch. Esch has her pocket picked now by Bella DeVinny. She stopped in the backcourt. Gives back to Osborne. Up ahead to Woodhouse. Her pass deflected by Barneville. Durst got a hand on it. Stolen by Esch. Up ahead to Durst across the half-court line. Off a screen. Durst leaves it off now for Gordon down to the baseline. Held up there by Bryn Meyer. Back to Isabel Durst. Barneville pulling it out, setting it up a little bit. Ball knocked loose by Osborne and then intercepted by Bella DeVinny, and the Blackhawks take it up the half-court. Mackenzie Woodhouse down to the baseline. Bella DeVinny and Alexis DeVinny. And now back it goes to the top of the wheel and Karina Osborne. River Valley trailing in the game by 14 here. Osborne throws to Alexis DeVinny. She is trapped in the lane, and now a jump ball called. She is tied up by Hannah Esch. The arrow points to River Valley. Here's Erin Lassie returning. She's been out for a little while with 3 fouls. Lassie with 7 points tonight. And River Valley will start it in play with 7.5 to play, 44-30. Barneveld, ball is tapped. Looking to get it in is Woodhouse. Fires it in to Alexis Davini. Down low to Bella. Bella hooks it up in the lane and good. Isabel Davini has 4 points in a row, and it's 44-32. Ball game score. Barneveld up the sidelines. They'll kick it out. Three on the way. Won't stay. Rebound River Valley. Pulled down by Mackenzie Woodhouse with just over 7 minutes to go. Brings it up to Alexis Davini. Across left side, Bella. Bella down to the baseline. Cut off now by Barneveld. Bella gives it back to Osborne on the near wing. Everything's stretched out now a little bit as they try to look to the inside. Barneveld looking to knock the ball away. Osborne drives behind the back dribble, now attacks the lane, and a foul on the way by against Barneveld. That'll be the team's eighth, and will put River Valley at the line for the single bonus with 6:46 to go. Foul is marked on Bryn Meyer, her second. Brooklyn Stokes checks in for Alexis Davini, and now Barneveld will use a timeout. 6:46 remaining in the ballgame. Barneveld leading by 12, 44-32. Area girls basketball tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. It is a 44-32 lead for the Barneveld Golden Eagles. Other scores tonight, Belleville has defeated Wisconsin Heights in boys basketball, 72-42. Highland leading Riverdale, 53-45. That's in the second half in girls basketball. Cuba City boys leading Platteville, 41-30. That is in the second half. Hillsboro wins against Lafarge in boys basketball, 76-39. Those among the latest on the Filmy flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Here at River Valley, 44-32, and at the line is Karina Osborne after a foul. Free throw in the air, and that one is no good. On the front of the bonus, Aaron Lassie with the rebound, and Barneveld with the basketball. Back to Durst. Barneveld leading by 12, 6:40 to go. Pass goes to Esch on the left side, hands off to Lassie. And Aaron on a drive off a screen, fires off to Bryn Meyer, right wing, now to Durst. Durst replaces her, drives to the free throw line, 16-footer, good. She is very tough on that mid-range jumper, 46-32, and I can see why she went over 1,000 points. Got a great touch and just gets herself into good position. Doesn't take a lot of off-balance shots. Pass goes to the middle and knocked away. Nice steal by Bryn Meyer, and Barneveld by 14 now with 6 minutes to play and the ball. Durst to Lassie on the left wing. Aaron on a drive. Leaves it off now for the corner, and that is Esch. Esch to the right side and Durst. Durst hanging out, gives it back to Meyer. Meyer nowhere to go. Lassie whips it down low, gets the assist on a basket by Hannah Esch. 48-32. Barneveld back by 16 now. 5:35 to go. Woodhouse and Stokes break the press. Woodhouse on the left side. Osborne back to the far side. Davini down to the baseline. Shot by Stokes. No good. Rebound Durst, and Barneveld takes it the other way. Durst slings a pass to Lassie. Aaron with a ball fake. Drives, nothing there. Gives it back to the corner. Bryn Meyer. Meyer now to Norton. Norton drives. Shot on the way. Partially blocked by Myers, and Ella gets the rebound for River Valley. Outlet pass now for Bella Davini. Osborne on the left wing. Back to Bella. Bella fires to Stokes. Stokes cross court on the right side. That is Woodhouse. Woodhouse guarded closely. Fires back to Osborne. Osborne at the free throw line. River Valley just trying to get loose for an open look. And this Barneveld defense not allowing much. Back to Osborne just across half court. Osborne left side for Bella Davini. Now Myers dumps it down low, knocked away, picked up now by Woodhouse. Shot is up, good, and she's fouled. Mackenzie Woodhouse with her first basket, and that makes it 48-34. Count the bucket. Foul is called on Erin Lassie. That'll be her fourth foul. With 4:31 to go, going to the line will be Mackenzie Woodhouse. Again, that's her first basket, so her first look. That's Barneveld's ninth foul this one of the year, and it is no good. The rebound by Erin Lassie. Lassie fires off to Durst. She is the ball bringer, brings it across half court. Keeps it going now, down low, knocked away momentarily by Stokes. No look pass to the right side at Bryn Meyer. Give and go low, tough shot up and good off the assist from Norton. Bryn Meyer has 12 points. Back to a 16-point Barneveld lead, 50-34. 4:07 remaining in the ballgame. Woodhouse with the basketball. Just a point explosion in the second half for Barneveld. They trailed River Valley by a point at halftime. Down to the baseline. Caught there by Woodhouse around the wheel. There's Myers getting loose from her opponent, and she will score, and she's fouled. Ella Myers with 12 points goes to the free throw line to try and make it 13. 50-36. Foul is on Aaliyah Norton, her third for Barneveld. Erin Lassie with four fouls checks out, and coming in is Kaylee Oimon. And at the free throw line will be Myers, one to make one, trying to complete the three-point play, and she does. Ella Myers makes it 50-37. Barneveld leading by 13, 3:48 to go. Durst in the backcourt. Durst off the screen, drives across the timeline, throws it back door, tough shot up, no good. Rebound by Barneveld, blocked by Myers. Loose in the lane, and a jump ball called. Oimon ties up with Stokes. Barneveld keeps the ball on the alternate arrow with 3:35 to go and a 13-point lead. Barneveld have a lead at one point here by 18. Ball goes left side. Caught now on a drive. There's a running shot in the lane. Is up and no good by Esch. And River Valley rebounds but stepped on the end line. It'll be Barneveld ball again on the out-of-bounds line. So here comes the pass. It'll be caught. Top of the circle there by Oimon. Back to the right side. Ball fake for Hannah Esch. Barneveld not necessarily in need of a quick shot. Durst throws it right side. They skip it down low, and the ball is going to be knocked away by Alexis DeVinny, and another jump ball called. We talked about this the other night. If we jumped every time there was a jump ball anymore, these games would be really long. Ball comes, a substitution for River Valley. Back into the game is Bella DeVinny for Heidi Heglet. 3 minutes, 9 seconds remaining here at River Valley. 50-37, Barneveld in the lead. It's good to talk to Jim Myers on the pregame show tonight, Wisconsin's all-time winningest girls basketball coach. Meyer on the left side brings it across to the left side, and it's held up now by Stokes. River Valley breaks the press. Woodhouse now on the right wing, looks to the inside, off the screen, throws it now, picked off by Barneveld. Taking it home is Bryn Meyer, lays it up good. Bryn Meyer gives Barneveld a 52-37 lead here in the ball game, back by 15 with 2:35 to go. Mackenzie Woodhouse weaves her way up near half court, needs some help, and now gives it across to Stokes. And a timeout was taken by River Valley. It was going to be very close to being 10 seconds. So timeout Blackhawks, 2:28 to go. 52-37 Barneveld on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
2:28 remaining in the ball game. River Valley ball after the timeout. Woodhouse catches it in the backcourt. Barnavel leading by 15 here in the ball game. They've been able to put it away. River Valley has kept them uncomfortable in this game. It's been close for a large part, despite a really good second half here by Barnavel, making adjustments at halftime, and that press has really been effective. River Valley taking it around the horn. Woodhouse on the left wing. Ball back to the right side. Bella DeVinny. Now off it goes to Alexis DeVinny. Top of the circle. Alexis holds it up, leaves it off in the bounce feed now for Woodhouse. Down to the corner, three-pointer on the rim for Stokes. No good. Rebound pulled down by Oimon. And with a minute 50, Barneveld in a 15-point lead with a basketball. Durst to the left side, backs off toward half court. Yo-yos the dribble, now on the attack. Slings it right side. There's Bryn Meyer. Meyer leaves it back for Durst. And now River Valley will come out and play the ball. Down to the corner, Barneveld takes a three. It's on the rim, no good. Rebound Stokes. Stokes, Woodhouse, and up to DeVinny. Led her astray. It's going to be nearly out of bounds, and DeVinny trying to dive to save it and can't. It'll be out of bounds, and it will belong to Barnavel. Into the game, Jada Oimon for Barnavel. And the Golden Eagles will have the basketball here on the near side and put it in play. Heidi Heglin returns for Ella Myers. Full River Valley with a minute 21 to play. Barneveld will bring in number 22, Rowan Valcha. So Barneveld will start it in play from the sideline, up by 15. Pass comes in play, caught on the near side, and a foul called in River Valley. That'll be the team's fourth. Barneveld has committed 10 here in the second half. It's got River Valley in the double bonus now for the final 1 minute and 20 seconds. Isabel Durst will be the inbounder. Durst with the basketball and slings it in. Caught near the half-court line by Oimon, and a foul called on River Valley. That'll be the team's fifth. Trying to get caught up on those fouls, but again, River Valley 15 points down with a minute 17 remaining. Into the game for River Valley, number 22, and that is Kalia Blakely. So the inbounder on the near side is going to be Barneveld. Looking to get it in is Esch. Into the backcourt, Oimon. Oimon with the basketball. Back it goes to Durst. Durst on a drive with a minute 10 remaining in the game. Barneveld leading by 15. Durst drives down deep. Throws to the corner. Three-pointer Barneveld. It is on the rim. No good for Jada Oimon. And the rebound pulled down by Alexis DeVinny. Outlet for Heglin under a minute. Stokes three on the way. River Valley no good. Rebound by Woodhouse, kicks it out. Blakely for three on the way, no good. What for? Rebound Durst, and she'll bring it off a screen. Durst across half court, back to half court, now stands with the ball, dribbling. Guarded closely by Woodhouse, now drives, fires it off to the corner. 34 seconds to play, and Barneveld around the horn. Valcheff, left side to Oimon. Now to Durst, left side Jada Oimon. Down to 25 seconds to play. Ball handled by the Golden Eagles. Nowhere to wander. Back to the left side. Held up now. And back to Durst. 15 seconds to go. River Valley going to go down in defeat, but it's been a good ball game tonight. Barneveld down to 10 seconds, and Durst backs off toward the scorer's table. Backs up in the L and just keeps the dribble. And this one will belong to the visiting Barneveld Golden Eagles tonight. 52-37, the final score. They come from behind in the second half to get the victory over River Valley. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is next from WRCO Radio Sports.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to River Valley. It's time for us to look back at tonight's game and the run of the game, courtesy of Duncan Rewards. And we're going with an 18-0 run by Barneville. As River Valley led at halftime 25-24, they were up 28-26. And Barneville scored 18 in a row to lead 44-28. At that point, and they took the lead for good. River Valley made a little headway, but it was certainly a really nice second half for Barneville, and they win it going away tonight, 52-37. Make your run to Dunkin'. Join Dunkin' Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. Our postgame show continues in a moment from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.